just getting back to yesterday. So essentially we said yesterday is the way you get around the Afin Hegos HaNeis was because by Megillah, it's when you have the Neis as the Mechayev, it means that the Halacha is set up as a Chovas Tzibor. Okay, it's not a Chova, it's not but since the Mitzvah is a Mitzvah on the Tzibor at large, so therefore it's Tofes the entire unit of the Tzibor, which includes the women as well. So the Ptur of Mitzvah Nigma doesn't apply in such an instance. That was the basic idea we said. Okay? Now we were saying, so now the thing is like this. Now maybe just to make Machlokas a little better, the Rashbam and Tosfos, is that, so the Rashbam holds like that. That basically, the question is that what defines the entity of the Tzibor? How do you define the entity of the Tzibor upon which the Chiyuv is going to be Chal? Okay, the Chiyuv is Chal on the entity of the Tzibor. How do you define that entity? So the way Rashbam and Tosfos learn is the entity is defined by the Nes. It was by who was going to be destroyed and who did the Nes save. The reality of the Nes is Koveya, the entity of the Tzibor. Okay? And therefore, the Nes equated, basically, men and women. Like Paro's...
That's Rashi,
and Tosos. Not the Rashbam. Rashi and Tosos. So Haman was going to destroy everyone. There was no differentiation between people. So since the Nes, and the Nes therefore was to everyone. So the Nes is Koveya, the entity of Chiyav, of the Tzibor. So the entity of the Tzibor is the entire unit. And that's why there's Afin. That's why Af. Af means they're not Chayav as individuals, but as part of, they too are part of the group. They're part of that group. So the Nes is Koveya. So they don't have to be the Ikar HaNes. They just have to be, they're part of the Nes. The Nes defines the Tzibor. Okay? Fine. But the Kavua by the Nes includes... Normally the Tzibor, you could argue, is essentially the focus of the Tzibor is the men. But here, insofar as the Tzibor as Kavua by the Nes, Ahena Yavos Nes, they also are part of the Tzibor, because the Tzibor is defined by the Nes, and the Nes didn't differentiate between men and women. Okay, the Rashbam, it could be held, is that even though it's a Chova on the Tzibor is not defined by the Nes, but the Tzibor is defined by Halacha. Notice that when the Rabbanon, let's say, set up the Chiyav, they define the Tzibor upon which it's going to be Chal. In other words, it's a Chovas Tzibor, but now the Rabbanon has to be Koveya, the entity of the Tzibor. It's true, it's not going to be a Chidim, but how the definition of the Tzibor is going to be set up is going to be defined by the Rabbanon, by Halacha. Now, as such, the ordinary way in which Halacha defines the entity of the Tzibor, especially in a time-bound mitzvah, is they're the spokesman of the Tzibor as the man. They're the people in the front of the Tzibor, in the public eye, they're the man. So the Halacha, in theory, could have defined, even though it's a Chovas Tzibor and it's based upon the Nes, but now that the Rabbanan are setting up the Chiyav of Mikra Megillah, they could define it on the Tzibor of Anashim. Okay, that could have been possible. But the Rashbam says is that since in this area, in this Nes, in the very thing which they're setting up, the Shevach on, the women were in the forefront, so therefore it wouldn't be appropriate to choose to say it's going to be carried out through the Tzibor of Anashim, and the Nashim are going to be like secondary, come along with the men. Because in this Nes, the women weren't acting in a secondary manner, they really took the forefront. They were acting in the forefront. So therefore, the Tzibor, which the Chacham define in the mitzvah, is going to be the entire Tzibor. I mean, but if it weren't for that fact that they were the Ikar HaNes, then even though it's a Chovas Tzibor, but the Tzibor would have been defined in a normal manner, in a time of mitzvah, which is the men. And we're saying, since they were the Ikar HaNes, that took the women out of that secondary role, and thereby forced the hand of the Chum to define it as the Tzibor, the entire Tzibor. You know, the men and the women. You know what I mean? But again, halachically, the reason why it says Af still, is because still halachically it's through the vehicle of a Chovas Tzibor, which means that they're not included as Yechidim, but they're also part of the Tzibor. They're part of the Tzibor. So the question, the Machlokas is that what defines, even though it's Chovas Tzibor here, what defines the Tzibor? Does the Nes define the Tzibor? So then it's going to be everyone. Then you don't need to say Ikar HaNes. Then the Nes The Nes defines the Sibor. Everyone's in the Nes. Or we say, no, that even though it's Chovas Sibor, the Halacha is going to use its own terms to define the Sibor. So therefore, it would have done the man alone. But since the women were the Ikar HaNes, the Rashbam says, therefore, they chose the... They went with the women as well, with the entire Sibor.
So they half.
Yeah, Danny asked, but is even according to the Rashbam, it's being defined by the Nes. I'm saying there's a difference between that the Tzibor is equals the Tzibor of the Nes, the Tzibor which was saved. That's one. That's the Rashi and Tosas. What is the definition of Tzibor? Those who the Nes applied to. Then it's going to be men and women equally. You can't differentiate. The other way is, no, the Tzibor is defined by Halacha, Halachic prior principles. Now when Halacha defines the Tzibor, they take into account the roles insofar as the Nes is concerned. I mean, but it's not like the Nes is defining what the Tzibor means. The Tzibor is defined by the Rabbanan. Now there are different Tzibors that the Rabbanan could grab hold of. The ordinary Tzibor which they would grab hold of would be just the man. But since in the thing which they're setting it up based upon is the Nes, in which the woman took a front role, so therefore it's only appropriate to use that Tzibor. You know what I mean? But it's not like the Tzibor is intrinsically defining the Nes is intrinsically defining the Tzibor. The Rabbanan are defining the Tzibor using the Nes as their guide. They're appropriate, you know, they're defining it appropriately based upon context. You know what I mean? But the first way was no. Is that since the Tzibor was saved, that is intrinsically defines that unit which was saved, which the Nesa applied to, as the Tzibor. You know what I mean? So there's two different ways. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's a good point. Maybe just to imagine the point. So Michael asked, what about Sukkah? Sukkah is also based on a Nes. But I'm saying it could be the difference is that, I mean, first of all, I'm saying is that you see the Tosas, they're not learning that. They're not learning that's the Nes, because you see they're saying Matzah is, but it's iskish teslo teslov to sukkas, and they're saying sukkas, apparently you just don't say that for some reason. But I'm saying it could be is that sukkah, there's a difference between when, in sukkas the tam hadavar, the tam ha-mitzvah is kiva sukkas ha-shati es b'nei Yisrael. But halachically the mitzvah is the sitting in the sukkah. You don't have to know anything about the nes, or just anywhere you have to know about the sukkas ha-shati when you're sitting in the sukkah. You sit in the sukkah, and you think about, you break your diras keva, and you shave in a diras aroi, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah isn't, it's tam hadavar is to remember that. But in matzah, for instance, you see part of matzah is tied in with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it's Makol Shalom Shoshu Mel Pesach is the Chavasa. The mitzvah matzah is intrinsically tied in with the Sipur and the events, and the, you know, so that's different. That's different. And Megillah and Chanukah, there's the mitzvahs are Pir Sam Hanes. So the Nes is intrinsic. The mitzvahs are enunciating and giving shevach on the Nes. But the mitzvah of sukkah isn't giving shevach on the Nes. The mitzvah of sukkah is Yeshua sitting in a sukkah. Why? Yeah, it might be why, but that's not the nature of the mitzvah. The Nes isn't a chelik of the mitzvah itself. You know what I mean? That in a little bit, though. Maybe soon we'll get into that a little more. When he brings in that tesvav, maybe, because he does bring up sukkah in a certain way. Yeah, he does. So maybe when he does that, maybe we'll be able to talk about it a little more. But I think that makes sense. It is a chiddush altogether. I mean, it is a chiddush altogether that Tosfos is bringing out matzah. Because you wouldn't have said that. I could have said that, and I thought Tosfos was saying this, but he's not. You would have said, look, whereby the Rabbanan are setting up a mitzvah for the Nes. You know, the mitzvah is pirsum ha-nes. That's the mitzvah. But by matzah and by a deraisa, it's a mitzvah. The Nes is tamadavar, you know? But then you'd say Afanas Nes doesn't apply altogether by Deraisas. But he's not saying that, because he's saying is that they would have only been Mechayiv you mid Derabanan. He's not saying that they wouldn't be Mechayiv you in Mitzvah Matzah because of Afin. No, really Afin would apply to Matzah also. It's just that would only be Derabanan because he holds that Afin is only mid Derabanan. But you see that he holds that by Matzah it really is appropriate to say Afanas Nes just like by Deraisas, just like by Derabanan, intrinsically. You know what I mean? Not by Sukkah though. But I think the idea is because matzah is unique. How the Nes is really tied into the mitzvah of matzah. I don't think you have that by regular derisas. You don't have your average mitzvah. You don't have that by. By sukkah, you don't have that by. No. So okay. So now we have the machlokas about by the Gemara. The question by matzah. So why don't you say by matzah? So matzah theoretically would have been a mitzvah shasman grama, right? Time bound, why not? Okay. Now comes along. So in theory, the Gemara says they should have been butter, but there's a hekesh. Matzah and chametz are flip sides of each other. Okay, and therefore there's a hekesh is that anyone who is prohibited in chametz is obligated in matzah. And therefore, since women are prohibited in chametz, therefore they're included in matzah. The implication is clearly that the rule of mitzvah shenan grama would have equally applied to the mitzvah of matzah. And Tosa's problem is, why don't you say Athen Hayibosa Anes? And therefore, simply the rule of mitzvah shenan grama doesn't apply, right? Doesn't apply. So his first answer is that Athen Hayibosa Anes is only a derabanan. It's only mechayiv and derabanan. In the Torah, Athen Hayibosa Anes doesn't do anything. So in matzah, you want them to be chayv d'oraisa. They're not only chayv d'rabbanan in matzah, they're chayv d'oraisa in matzah. So therefore, you need the hakesh. Because the rule of afen yosnes only works in d'rabbanan. So mechayv in d'rabbanan. Okay? Fine, that's one answer. Second answer, he says, is no, really, it's even d'oraisa. But I wouldn't have applied afen yosnes here. Because I would have said, compare it to sukkahs. And sukkahs tesvav tesvav, there's exer shava. Just like by sukkahs, the women are pturos because it's non-grama. I would have said matzah also, even though there's an ace. It doesn't matter. It would have overridden afen yosnes ace. Therefore, you need a hekesh to chametz to tell you, no. Don't apply the hekesh, the tesvav tesvav in that way. And therefore, you'd say, rather, you say the women are obligated. Okay, rather, you say women are obligated. So we have a few things to do, but I say the most important, the first thing to do is, what's the question about whether or not this din of afen yosnes is derais d'rabban? Right? I mean, it's a major question. If it doesn't have any practical nafkmin, it's funny. But if there were a mitzvah midoraisa, which were time bound, which were based upon an ace, okay, and you didn't have any other factors of exclusion, right, or anything else, nothing else considered, you know, would the Torah be mechayiv you, and would it be mechayiv women in this mitzvah, or you say it wouldn't be? And it's just the Rabbanan made up this thing. Okay, again, if you say it's the Rabbanan, you have to explain where are they coming from. If you say it's the Raisa, you have to explain what's the logic to have this built-in exception to Mitzvah Shana Grama. What's the sense of it? What's the sense of the exception? Right? I mean, you're saying so far good. I mean, I think what David's saying, good first step, is that the question, the first step here is, what's the deal of Afen Yosnes? Is it like, so to speak, a limitation of the applicability of Mitzvah Shana Grama? That Mitzvah Shana Grama only applies, in our Svara terms, to mitzvos of the Yachid, not to mitzvos of the Tzibur. It's a limitation of the applicability of the Ptur of Mitzvah Shana Grama. Okay, so if you say that, then it's Deraisa. Because it means there's simply it's rule, so to speak, part of the rules of Mitzvah Shana Grama. Mitzvah Shana Grama, oh, that's only by Yachid. That's not by an ace. By an ace mitzvos, that simply the rule doesn't apply. So if it's a limitation in the applicability of Mitzvah Shana Grama, so then, of course, it's going to be the Raisa, it's going to be Chayiv. Or do you say, no, that really Mitzvah Shana Grama is a hard and fast rule? So it's a rule, that's it. Epater, Omen Abduros. But then, what's happening with an ace? It's a separate thing. It's a separate, it's like a new Chayiv. It's a new halacha. It's not like a limitation on the rule, but it's like an add-on. It comes after the rule. Well, that's the Rabbanan. You can't, the rule, you know, the rule is the Raisa, and the Rabbanan come and add it on. Right? That's kind of what you're saying, right? But I think the question should be, it would be better if you could go further and say, why would you say, what's the concept if you say that it's part of the rule, and what's the concept if you say that it's, that, no, even the Tzibur thing, it's still, the rule is the rule. You know, maybe go a little further into that. So we've explained why it should be part of the rule, right? This Yachid and Tzibur thing. But then what's the counter argument? I mean, it sounds like that makes sense. It's part of the rule because the whole rule is the Yichidim, you know, Machai these Yichidim in time of Mitzvahs. But when it's a Chelva on the Tzibur, so it doesn't apply. The rule doesn't apply. Then that's a good Svar. So what's the other Svar? Okay, so here's what I'm saying. Something like this is that how do you understand the idea of the Ptur, the Halacha of Mitzvah Shana Grama? So one way to look at it is that the kind of the thing that we were talking about yesterday is that the Torah has to be the Torah wants to be mechayev certain classes of people in certain mitzvos, okay. And when it came to time bound mitzvos, it was only mechayev the men people, not the woman people, okay. Well, there is it's not gone. Yeah, as the Torah had an objective mechayev people in Kriyat Shema. Right. This is a wanted objective, and that objective was achieved through men, not through women. That's one way to look at the halacha of mitzvah and gram nashim b'toras. It's simply the Torah's objective of setting up the mitzvahs. It only chose the class of men and not the class of women. Okay, and so wanted to pick certain people to carry on certain ideas. It only chose a certain class. Okay, that's one way to look at it. Okay, another way to look at it is no. It's not really like that. Really, the ideas of Kriyat Shema should be carried on by everyone. The whole Jewish people. We're all one nation. We should all be involved in Kibbutz Shemaya. But there's a patur of Mitzvah Shana Gram. That, like, this is a way of talking about it. But, like, so to speak, is that we don't want to be Mechayev women in time-bound things. Okay, time-bound things are hard for them, whatever, and we don't want to, we don't want to be Mechayev, so we'll exclude them from the Mitzvah. Okay, again, this is a mashal because they're hard for them. That's not the halacha is that it's a patur. There's one way is it's like the Torah wasn't mechayev them. It was all, the first way is the Torah was only mechayev a certain class, the class of anashim. Okay, in certain time events, the Torah is only mechayev a certain class, the class of anashim. The other way is no, intrinsically, really, the Torah is mechayev a klal Yisrael. But the Torah set up a patur. Women are paturos from mitzvah shana gram. It's like a super added patur in the thing. You know what I mean? Versus the first way was it's like a limitation of the scope of the chiyuv. The chiyuv was only applied to certain people. Okay, it was only applied to certain people. Okay, are you with me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So if you say that the chiyuv was only applied to certain people, okay, that first way. So then the question is, well, then Afim and Asnes is saying which kinds of chiyuvim were only applied to certain people. The chova on yichidim. When the Torah is sending out mitzvahs which are on yichidim, which yichidim the Torah chose? So the Torah chose the male yichidim and not the female yichidim. But when you have a totally different kind of a mitzvah on the tzibor, so then who's the mitzvah on? The tzibor. So that is all. Then there'll be a deraisa. So exactly, because mitzvah shagama means the Torah in general was not mechayev of women in mitzvah shagama. But now Avinu Sanes is another class of mitzvahs which have a new kind of a mechayev, and that mechayev is only could have applied to the tzibur as a whole. So why should women be pterosh from that? There's no shaykhus to it. The rest derban, who cares? So what is the logic of mitzvah shagama only applies to a certain class of mitzvahs, and this is a different class of mitzvahs. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Okay, but if you say that really no. It's not that really the Torah didn't want to be Mechayev woman in Kriyat Shema. The Torah wants to be Mechayev Kal Yisrael in Kriyat Shema. Why not? There's no difference. The Torah Kriyat Shema only belonged to men, and Kiddush Shemayim only belonged to men, not women. No, really, intrinsically, Kriyat Shema should apply to everyone. But there's a patur on Nashim. Nashim, paturos, and mitzvah is my grandma. It's like a super added thing. That the Torah would like, so to speak, would like to be Mechayev then, because they're all Jews. But women can't do time-bound mitzvahs. It's a patur. It lets them off the hook. In time-bound mitzvahs, the Torah lets them off the hook and says, you know what? We're not being mechayev. We'll give you a patur. We'll let you tend to other things right now. You're not going to be mechayev. But not because the mitzvahs only apply to a certain class. It's like a pass. I mean, you got a pass. Time-bound mitzvahs, you show your pass and you're out. Okay? So if that's the way to look at it, if that's the concept, then who cares if it's a mitzvah of the tzibor, mitzvah of the yachid? Just say mitzvah of the tzibor, right? Mitzvah of the tzibor, so it should be chal on the whole tzibor. Very nice, but the woman's going to take out our mitzvah shana gama pass and say, I have a p'tor. There's a p'tor. So there's a p'tor. So why should the... If you say it's a p'tor, so then it's not going to be limited. You can't say, well, this is a mitzvah on the tzibor. I don't care. The point is that I am a woman and it's time about mitzvah and I don't have to do it. I have a p'tor. So it doesn't. If you say that it's a limitation of the chiyuv, now you have to know what kind of chiyuv is it. Different kinds of chiyuvim. So you could start saying this is a new class of chiyuvim. But if you say it's a p'tor, who cares what kind of chiyuv it is? Bottom line is the Torah is poter, no shem is leishman grama. Torah is right. Poter is no shem is leishman grama.
Yeah.
So then, how do you understand Afanei Basanei? So then you're going to have to say that even though the Torah gave a p'tor to no shem is leishman grama. There's a class of mitzvahs where the Rabbanon deem fit to be mechayev them anyways, to remove the p'tor. To be mechayev them on a Rabbanon level. It's true, in a Torah there's a p'tor, but the Rabbanon say that it's for the tzibor, for the good of the tzibor, it wouldn't be good if the women weren't doing this. If you have a din of the tzibor giving shavach, and you have the woman left out, it's going to lead to a breakdown in the tzibor. It's not good for Klal Yisrael to have that. Okay, like a Dorban, like a Siyag kind of a consideration. It's a mitzvah on the Tzibor. Intrinsically, they were all saved. You're going to have the men doing it and the woman just sitting there on the side. That's not going to be good. So the Rabbanon, what the Rabbanon wanted to do is to remove the Ptur, to be Mechayiv, and or not to remove the Ptur, to create a new Chiyiv in the Rabbanon. Okay? In other words, even though there's a Ptur on the Chovah Devar, the intrinsic Chiyiv, but the Rabbanon came along and set up a Chiyiv anyways, the Torah Siyag. You know, that's a different idea. That's a different concept. And that can only be the Rabbanon. Because the Ptur is across the board Ptur. You know what I mean? Pturos. But it's Pturos. Is Pturos just like the halakhic definition? There's a Ptur? There's an exemption? Or do you say no? It just means, in fact, they are exempt because they simply weren't obligated in the thing. Right? Like I said, example, like Avoda. So Kohanim do Avoda. So it's not pshat that Yisraelim have a Ptur and Avoda. It's simply Yisraelim weren't obligated on Avodah. Avodah was only obligated on Kohanim. So similarly, you could argue, the first way is that women simply weren't obligated on Klal Mitzvos. Or do you say no? Really, women, mitzvos are mitzvos. Mitzvos aren't Klal Yisrael. There's no men, women. But now, the Torah gave a Ptur to women in mitzvos and Klal Mitzvos. How halachically did it set up this idea of mitzvah Shnagon Hashem Pturos? And again, if you say it's a Ptur, then it's going to have to, then it's going to be all-inclusive. Although you could, even if it's a Torah, you still could say that the Torah sets up an exception. I'm not saying you can't ever have an exception. Like you see like matzah and chametz and matzah because it's tied to, tied to a chametz, you know, or like a Shabbos. Say a Shabbos is tied to the Isser of Shabbos. You could have an exception, but then the Torah is building in, like saying is the Torah doesn't apply here, you know, but it wouldn't make sense. That's like a specific exceptions, but it wouldn't make sense to say because it's a different class of mitzvahs, therefore it's gonna the Torah's mechayev them. You'd have to that you couldn't do because there's a ptor. You'd have to show why the ptor shouldn't apply or something. You wouldn't say because it's an ace. So what? An ace is very important, but there's a ptor. And that was kind of our hot meaning yesterday. That was like the way with the premise of this whole questions that we came into the sugya with was looking at it as a ptor. And I think that was our answer really. The way we were looking at it originally is it's a Ptur. Women are Ptur, so Mitzvah is on Grama. So you tell me how famous one is, but it's a Ptur. They're Ptur, so it doesn't make any less time bound. They have a Ptur. So that was the question. How do you get around that? How do you get around the Ptur? So the sense we're saying that yesterday's answer was it's a Ptur, it's not a Ptur. It's really just a limitation of the Chiyuv when it comes to Yachid Chiyuvim. But when it comes to Tzibur Chiyuvim, that's learning to the Raisa. Right. But today, the second answer, the second way to answer that question is, yeah, it is a Ptur. But the Rabbanon said, even though there's a Ptur, we're going to be Mechayev them anyways on a Rabbanon level. That's like a different answer, you know? Two different ways of learning this idea here. The ways of answering that problem. How are you getting around that halacha of Mitzvah and Gama? Right. Is it saying it's not really a Ptur, it's just a limitation on the Chiyuv? On what kind of mitzvah are you limiting it? Or do you say, no, it is a Ptur, and really, therefore, it applies across the board. But the Rabbanon and the Torah Siyag, they have a right to be Mechayev them on a Rabbanon level. We're going to do next. Next, I guess we have this Tosus, right?
Yeah.
Next, we have this Tosus. Tosus about whether women could be motzi men. Right? Whether Chiyav is. This is interesting, actually. The Chiyav is. You should look at the Gemara there in Erchin. I think that's relevant. Gemara in Erchin is relevant. And it may also, at some point, be Shaykh to look. You see the Gilead HaShas there. Quotes that Tosus. You see Tosus. He quotes the Tosus in the Sukkah. Bamas. Okay, so it's a little Tosus there, but I think it's also relevant. Okay, so I guess we'll shoot for doing that stuff tomorrow.
Okay.